everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Indie Music Podcast by Alex Rainbow Music.
We're back. Thank you so much for your support in episode 1.
Thanks so much.
We've been overwhelmed by your messages and your love, and we're really excited to be back with a brand new episode. We have our first guest.
Yeah, we are so excited today to welcome Travis from the Satellite Station. He's a huge part of Alex Rainbow Music and also signed to our label back in 2020. So welcome, Travis.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is a lot of pressure to be the first guest.
no pressure, God.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's release day for the coast, so it's been really exciting, and things are starting to look a little better in the US. So with COVID, good. So I'm optimistic. So yeah, things are going pretty well.
Amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, happy release day.
Yeah, happy release day. Obviously, we know you very well, but for the people listening right now, can you kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little
bit about
you?
Yeah, the Satellite Station, where you're based, and yeah, that sort of
sure,
thing.
Yeah. So my name is Travis, and I release music under the name The Satellite Station. I'm from the U.S., specifically the state of Ohio. So for those of you who are not from the U.S., this is not where you visit, but it's still a nice place. I've been releasing music for about 2 years under the Satellite Station, and I've been playing music since I was a kid. So, yeah.
Amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, we first featured your music back in June 2019 on a compilation, which was almost 2 years ago now, which is just, like, insane. How was life for you back then? I guess that was the very, very start of the project. Like, how were you feeling? How was it all? How was your mindset, basically, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, this was more of a hobby for me. I had played music in bands for years. And this was really, I missed writing songs. I missed being in the studio. And I thought, maybe I'll record 3 or 4 songs and see how it goes. And if no one listens to them, that's fine. These are just for me. And then, I think then people, listened more than I expected. So then from there, it's just kind of grown. And now I think For the Coast is the 26th song.
Wow.
I think the song that you featured in that first compilation was Dear Old Friend.
Dear Old Friend. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, it's hard to believe 24 songs ago.
It's mad.
It's amazing.
Absolutely crazy.
So cool.
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of take it back. What artists initially like inspired you to start the Satellite Station?
So this, I feel like this is going to be the wrong thing to say, but I learned a lot about kind of the genre that I'm in, and some of like my peers and other artists in the genre, kind of on the fly. So I did not like now like artists who I'm like a big fan of, like Harrison Storm and Canyon City, and I did not know who they were. So those were not like things that I was like modeling my sound after. I am much more I'm very eclectic in my listening. So I listen to tons and tons of like music from the 60s and 70s and 80s. And I'm a huge fan of Motown. I love like James Taylor and Bob Dylan and that singer songwriter, vibe. More recently, like I love, Ray LaMontagne, and Gregory Alan Isaacoff is probably maybe my favorite, like current. So it was kind of exploring that now I have these songs, what do I do with them? And I kind of like dove into this genre and I'm like, wow, there is a lot of really good music here. Yeah. So it's been fun for me because not only has it been like becoming part of the community, but it, like discovering the community and how much great music there is. It's maybe why I'm all over the board all the time. I feel like I'll like release a bunch of songs that don't necessarily sound the same.
You could say like Satellites doesn't sound much like Caught in the Middle, and then like Media Right Now is completely different to Phantom. It's all like, but it's all at the same time, you Do you know what I mean? It's like fans of your music will enjoy all of it because it's your...
It's distinctly...
The satellite station.
The satellite station, yeah.
That's good to hear because I worry about that.
No, you don't have to because we love them all and everyone else loves them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, so you were saying about how many songs you released. These songs ended up being a full album last year. And since we started working with you on the label last August, you've released another 12. We counted it today, which is insane. So we're always in so much awe of your work ethic and like how many songs you're always working on. So we were just wondering, what's your process to do that? And do you ever struggle writing a song, or is it pretty, does this come naturally to you, I guess?
Sure. Yes. And I would say some come way easier than others, but I am a like write every day person.
Yeah.
So I'm every morning I'm working on new songs. I try to finish one a week. So wow. I finished one this morning, which I'm pretty excited about. We'll see.
Nice.
But,
and what's the time there?
Yeah, well, I get up very early, so it's 8:30 now, and I start at 8 at 5.
No
way!
So,
no way!
So I think each song is different, and some songs feel like they just like are handed to you, and they just come so easily. And then some songs just are a lot of work, and it's hard to figure out where to go. And I think one thing that's really changed my approach to writing and I think my like strengthened the ability to write is just whether it's going well or whether it's going poorly, just to keep going, push through. And even if I finish a song and I don't feel like it's great and it's just okay, just to like kind of take it for what it is and realize hopefully I learned something along the way while I was writing it. And even though it might not end up being released or recorded, every song I think has taught me something new. So since I started writing songs for the satellite station, I think today was 108. So everything that you've heard, there's a lot more that you haven't. So there's a lot of songs that are kind of in waiting.
That's awesome. Would you ever release an album of 50 songs on it? Like a B-side or something? Or
I don't feel like that's even encouraged now. I feel like Spotify like really wants you to release a single every 5 or 6 weeks. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
well, it's definitely working.
Yeah, sure. It's amazing. I would say one of the best things about your music compared to a lot of our artists is how much every song can be about anyone's life, and your lyrics are so relatable. Because one of your recent singles, Only Human, I remember we listened to that and we thought, wow, like it could be about us as well. Like it was so relatable.
Yeah. Definitely.
So how do you capture that in a 3-minute song? And what would you say that your favorite song lyrically has been so far?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think that is... like there's a sweet spot in songwriting. So I think I've heard people that write songs that are so clearly like a story about themselves. Yeah. And I think those are good in a way because you get a little glimpse into that songwriter's life and you get to know them a little bit more and you feel like you are somehow a part of a bigger piece of like their life. Mm-hmm. And then, but I think what makes something even more powerful and makes people want to listen more is when something is both personal and universal at the same time. So you're getting glimpses of what you think is like someone's life, but also it's reflecting back what you see like in yourself. So I think there are songwriters that do that really, really well. And it's something that I always have in my mind that it's like, no, this is too much about you. This isn't about you. It's this song is for other people. So I always try to make sure that like I'm keeping that like universality about the song and trying to find like these common elements that people are feeling and going through and how kind of uh, how that relates to maybe things that I think and feel and I'm going through. So it's not on accident. Like, it is something that I like consciously think about as I'm writing lyrics. And my favorite lyric,
was this like the song that you feel like the lyrics, I don't know, like are the peak of that sort of goal that you're aiming for?
I think so. The one that I hear, I guess, probably said back to me the most is the one from Satellites, which is the "you think like a computer, but my brain turns like a kaleidoscope."
Yeah, incredible.
That one was a gift too. Like, that was something that I was just kind of working on the very beginning of that song, and it wasn't like, I wasn't like scratching and writing things and scratching it out and writing again and trying and finding that. It was like, I was just kind of messing around, and I got almost like that almost just like came out, and I was like, whoa, what is that? And I like went back, and like that kind of became the basis of the whole song, which is this like idea of these like opposites that are attracting, that ends up like being the end of that relationship. So, that was like, I feel like it was so easy that I can't even take credit for it. Like, some like lyrics, I like, just am like trying different things, and I'm like researching things, and I like put so much effort into it, and that one was just like a gift that just appeared, and I feel bad even taking credit for it.
That's amazing. Yeah, so as we said, today's release day for The Coast, your new single. Did you want to speak a little bit about that and what it means to you?
Yeah, so that song, I started it with this idea of running away. The song was kind of like this idea of running away from a life, and like finally, like, it's a combination of running away and finally like doing what you like planned to do your whole life and were just too scared to do. So it was this idea of someone kind of like trapped in a life, and they don't even know how they ended up getting there. And one day they just decide to leave and start over and start a new life.
Yeah.
So I love, and it all of like kind of hinges around this idea in my head. Like, I saw this person like literally like traveling by like bus and hitchhiking and like doing all this stuff, and like finally like getting to, like, in my head it was like someone coming from the East Coast and like hitchhiking and traveling to the West Coast and like getting to California, and just like getting to the beach and just like feeling like, yes, this is what I was supposed to do. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And it's like this one moment, like the song is literally like a 10-second snippet of a life that like kind of like then tells the backstory of how they got there. So I love that song. I think it's a really beautiful image. Mm-hmm. And also was a total accident that it even got recorded, because my producer and I had two other songs that were picked, and we were going back and forth and we were playing them over and over and over again. We couldn't pick. I think one was called Ohio and one was called Follow You. And we were going for an hour back and forth, and we thought we had it and we didn't. And we got to the point where I'm like, I just started going through my list of songs and I'm like, what else could fit? We were going for a little bit more stripped acoustic vibe, and I found that song and I'm like, well, what about this? And we start playing it. I start playing it and singing it, with the guitar, and he goes to the piano and just starts, and it's just like, immediately we knew it was just like, this is, you like feel the energy. It was like magic. So it was awesome. So like when those happen, sometimes you have a song and you record it and like magic happens, and it just like everything that you loved about it is amplified. And then sometimes that doesn't happen, as much. I think it's hard to explain, and maybe it's just in my head. But there are times where I think production like makes a song like triples the song. And then sometimes like a song that you think is going to be really great, it just, that same magic doesn't happen. It's strange to it's strange to really pin down why that is. But it when it does happen, it's really great.
Magic of music.
It's an absolute beautiful song, just what I say that yeah. now.
Thank you.
I was going to say, also, this isn't on our list, but when you explain about the hitchhiking stuff, have you ever thought about making a music video? Because I could think that as I was playing in my head as you were saying it, I was like, that's a really cool, like, visual, like, yeah. thing. Do you think I'll ever get into that one day? Because you do a lot of lyric videos.
Which are awesome.
But yeah, have you ever considered like a music video type thing?
It's funny that you mentioned that. That is on my list of things to figure out how to do. So I'm hoping that like some of the upcoming releases have, I think you're right. This one would have been a really good one. And maybe it's not too late, but
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out how to make those a reality.
Amazing.
Awesome. Cool.
Obviously, it's been a very tough 12 months for everyone, and especially challenging on the music scene. I mean, for us, last year we received like so many less submissions, yeah. and it was like a lot more of a struggle for people to feel motivated to make music. However, for you, I mean, it kind of felt like you were just on a roll. With the, you know, releases. So how was your motivation in the pandemic?
So one, I am lucky in some ways because I am not a full-time musician. So I have like a normal day job that was the opposite of kind of the music industry because I work for the company that makes Purell, which is in the United States the biggest hand sanitizer.
yeah, brand. You told us this before. I remember when we thought, yeah. "Oh my goodness, I bet you're so stressed."
So yeah. it was stressful in different ways, and it was definitely a hectic year. But I didn't have some of the same challenges as some of my friends had, my musician friends had, in like. Not being able to play shows, which is a big way that they like kind of finance their music career, right? And not having money to go in the studio and kind of just being like lacking the motivation or like kind of the inspiration to write because every day looks very similar.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think one thing for sure that I did that was different than most years is it was like every day was the same. So I found myself writing a lot of like historical songs that were about like points in time in history, which I think is different than I would have ever thought to try, but it was like lacking anything else that's going on other than like the newest show on Netflix or like going to the grocery store. There wasn't like a ton to like base it off of songs off of like new experiences. So a lot of it was like stories and like telling stories and like retelling like historic events, which is probably super strange for most songwriters, but I've got like 8 songs about different points in history.
Wow. Yeah. So the Satellite Station has been going for 2 years now. What would you say your favorite, if you can just pick out one or two, favorite experience or your proudest moment so far? And what's the best part about what you do, if you can distill it into one thing? That's sort of 2 questions there, I guess.
Yeah, so I would say the first one might have been the first time that I got Dear Old Friend on the first Alex Rainbird compilation. And I'm not just saying it because I'm talking
to you. You don't have to say that. Okay.
That was the second time. But that was really like a big moment because I think that like legitimized kind of what I was doing a little bit because the first song I did like was like universally declined by everyone. And I'm like, oh,
we
declined
that one. Let's move on. Sorry.
Everyone did. Every single person. But then I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not good at this anymore. We did another one, and then that was a way different story. So there were a lot of support for that one, and I think that was a really big moment because it went from being something that was just for me to being something that others were listening to. That was a big jump. I think. I think the other like really cool thing, I mean, if I could just do a collective of all of like the notes and messages that I get from people that tell me how much my music means to them, like is not something that I can even like wrap my head around on most days.
I was just going to say, we actually get it a lot, like from people about your music all the time. And like considering the amount of people that we obviously feature, like you are always a name that comes up. So I hope, you know, you're proud of yourself because people really love your music.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very, I think, humbling.
We're all going to start crying in a minute.
I'm a mess.
But it is like, that's the stuff that you don't expect. And I think also, and I've, it's just like 2020, like you don't play shows, right? So there's no shows. And I get these kind notes from people and like the numbers keep going up. But it doesn't really feel real because like, it's not like I go to shows and there's more people there. There's no shows. Yeah. So I think those notes that I get from people, make it feel a little bit more real. And I think that just transcends any type of like streaming numbers or anything else because, the fact that like these like stupid little songs I'm writing in my basement, like are like going out into the world and like people and like touching people in a way that like, and that it helps them, especially last year, like it's enough motivation to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
There will most likely be a lot of people listening to this right now that want to kind of do their own music or get into it more. What tips would you have for them? I know you said for you it still started as like a hobby, but if you could tell someone right now that is maybe feeling, I don't know, scared to start, or basically what would you say to people that want to get into this kind of scene?
Yeah, so I get this question a lot. So I have a songwriting piece of advice and then a more music business piece of advice.
Yeah.
I think the songwriting advice is finish your bad songs because you're never going to get better at writing than when you have to sit down and kind of like put in the work to finish a song that you aren't just completely excited about. And put in and just write as much as you can because you always get better. You're never going to run out of ideas. There's a million different ways to approach a song. So I think putting in the work there is, I mean, everything starts with the song. And then I think this is probably extremely unsatisfying to hear, but from the business side of it is be patient.
Yes.
Totally.
I think it's really easy to get discouraged easy, like in the very early days when you release a song. And I think everyone falls into the trap of like, look at this thing I've created. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. Like I'm waiting for Coldplay to call and bring me on tour for me to headline for them. Like it's hard not to fall into that trap because you're just so proud and you haven't done it. And it might be a great song. It might be really good, but in today's like music business, what I've learned is like, I have found some artists that have like phenomenal music and they have almost no listeners.
Yeah.
And it is more about, slow progress and incremental progress and doing the work and releasing, as much music as you can. And nothing's going to happen overnight. And if you keep working and you keep like kind of pushing through, like it does build over time. And you kind of look back and you're like, okay, I can see where the progress is happening. And you start getting to a place where you want to be.
Yeah.
I can definitely like 100% relate to that because like we may have like a crazy, like so many like people have subscribed to our playlist, which is just so unreal, but it's taken 10 years.
Yeah.
Like it's been like, which it's still amazing, but it just got to be consistent. And if you just keep doing what you love and keep loving it and finding new things to do, like a podcast, do you know what I mean? Like keep finding new creative things to do, then totally.
You'll get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a few questions from our community. We asked if they had any questions for Travis. We actually have covered quite a few of them that were asked, but, Francis and Rebecca Lily 08 on Instagram both asked, where did the name The Satellite Station come from?
Yeah, so first, there's a lot of music artists. So like almost every name is taken. I had a list of like 100 names. One, because I always forget, and hopefully nobody takes offense to this, but whenever it's an artist like that uses their actual name, I find that I forget it all the time. Like I can never remember unless it's a really memorable name. Like I am like the biggest Gregory Alan Isaacoff fan, and I have been for years. And I like would forget his name for like the first 3 years because I just can't remember like artist names. So maybe that's like a me flaw and not like everyone else is just fine and figured it out.
Well, actually, we kind of have the same thing. Like if we're featuring someone on the channel, like there's been many times where we've written their name wrong in the video, or like we've just got it completely wrong. Yeah. So I completely like get what you're saying on that one.
Yeah. So I wanted to like Travis Rue just didn't feel like something that would like be something people would want to like remember and like
I mean it's a great name.
So I'm like I want to release under an artist name. So I had a list of maybe like 100 choices. I did a search of like my favorite ones. None of them were available except for The Satellite Station. But I was very happy because The Satellite Station was one of my like two favorites because it actually has a good story and meaning behind it. So like I said before, I have like a day job that takes a lot of my time. So I am always working on music either in the night or in early, early morning. So it was this idea of like moonlighting. So I was moonlighting as a music artist. So I like the idea of like Satellite Station kind of followed that because it was like the satellite as in the moon. And then station is like a post or a calling or what have you. So the idea of the Satellite Station came from like the same concept of moonlighting.
That is so cool.
We thought it was about the International Space Station or something. You just loved space and aliens and stuff. But that's really cool, yeah.
That's really cool. What was the other name? Or can you not remember it?
The other name that was a contender that was available was The Lost Wild.
Side project. There you go. Sorted.
Okay, so Ian McFarland on Instagram ask, what's the nicest thing that anyone has ever written about your music?
Wow. I mean, there's been, I'm
sure there's a lot.
There's been several that have like, that are memorable. If I'm thinking of a publication or a blog, I think when Phantom came out, there was one that really stuck with me. Is it Music for Misfits? Is I think the blog.
Oh, yeah, I recognize that one. Yeah,
and it was just like obviously the author of that had lost someone pretty dear to them, and I think it had been pretty recent. And they talked about how much Phantom meant to them. And that like made me tear up a little bit. I've gotten a lot of notes similar to that, but that was probably it. I think it transcends like the melody being good or like the lyric, like, but like have a song that like helps someone and then for them to like be someone who listens to music all of the time and is like constantly kind of going through different songs, probably listening to hundreds a day, and for that to like have that big of an impact, I think that was a special one.
Yeah, Phantom is
that's one of your favorites. Isn't
I think I've told you that, but it's definitely like my favorite. Well, one of them.
One of the many.
Yeah, one of the many. It's a beautiful, stunning song.
Thank you. Yeah.
What are you excited about for the future of the Satellite Station? Is there anything you can talk about that's coming up that you're really looking forward to?
So there are a lot of songs that are coming out. I mean, I think the next four are finished and ready to go. And then back in the studio again in a week. So
it doesn't stop.
There's tons of new music. So if anyone's worried that like this, there's no more music coming, there's a lot more music coming. So
guys, it's at least 24 songs in 2 years. Like, he's not going to stop.
He's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, and the next it's like booked until like the end of fall. So all of it's like all planned out. So, and there's some in there that I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
I think the next song is called Let You Go, and I think that comes out around mid-June. And that's one that I've been waiting for a while. So that one I'm really excited about. I'm hoping, and we'll see, TBD, but I'm hoping that shows are a thing that happen again. So I'm very excited about the potential of being able to actually get out there and play some more shows. I played one, socially distanced, very small show at just a local place around where I live, just to like kind of get my feet back under me. And that was a lot of fun. So I'm hopeful that that is something that becomes a more constant thing. So
we've just got to get you to the UK.
UK tour.
Yeah, UK tour.
I would love to. I would love to. You should have another Alex Rainbird music show.
To
be honest, that's been like a really big thing that we've been speaking about. It will happen.
One day.
I accept.
Okay, so that's all our questions. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Travis, or anything that you wanted to say?
Just thank you to everyone who listens. It means so, so much. And there's a lot of music coming. If you haven't yet, listen to For the Coast. And stay safe.
Awesome. Okay, so this is the first ever indie music podcast live performance from the Satellite Station. We hope you enjoy For the Coast.
You were heading for the coast with a single bag of clothes. You hitchhiked from those Appalachian hills. Chased your name into the sand. Life wasn't as you'd planned. You fell for every prophet on the way. Oh, but you're finally feeling home again. Throwing caution to the wind. You were at the start of this, waiting to begin. Life is short, but you still have some time. Staring down the waterline, you can see your whole life right before your eyes. Oh, you feel alive. Oh, 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 oh. Feel alive. Had a debt to pay, but you knew that you'd regret it if you'd stayed. Is there magic in these waves? Do they have a will to save? 'Cause you've never gotten half of what you gave. Oh, but you finally feel at home again. Throwing caution to the wind. You were at the start of this, waiting to begin. Life is short, but you still have some time. Staring down the waterline, you could see your whole life right before your eyes. Oh, you feel alive. Oh, 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 feel alive. Stared up to the sky. Oh, could you finally feel at home again? Throwing caution to the wind. You were at the start of this, just waiting to begin. Life is short, but you still have some time. Staring down the waterline, you could see your whole life right before your eyes. Oh, you feel alive, alive, feel alive, alive, feel alive, alive, feel alive, alive.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Travis, for joining us. For people that want to see more of you, where can they find you? Shout out your socials.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at The Satellite Station Music or Facebook. Yeah, follow me, send me a note. I love to connect with people, so look forward to it.
Okay, so thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Indie Music Podcast. And if you're watching on Patreon, hello, we're waving to you one more time.
If we all wave. There you go.
Thank you for watching, thank you for supporting us. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you get notified as soon as we release a new one.
Thank you so much for joining us, Travis. It's always an absolute pleasure to chat to you and get to work with you, and we're very, very grateful to have you as part of what we do. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah, and episode 3 of another independent artist with an interview and a performance will be coming very soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.